Okay, today we're going to have just like a one-day sugya, and then we're going to move on next time to how much money to spend on mitzvahs, which comes up a little bit over here. The one-day sugya that I wanted to do, though, is Pidyon HaBen. We started to discuss Pidyon HaBen a little bit. It comes up, obviously, in the Gemara in Chav Tesa Med Aleph at the bottom of the page. The Gemara tells us that one of the obligations a father has toward his son is Luftoso, is that he has to do Pidyon HaBen. Gemara says, how do I know? Because it's a pasuk in Chumash. Kol v'chor b'necha tivdeh. And if the father is not poda the child, then the child has to be poda himself. It becomes his own responsibility to take care of his pidyon haben. Now we noted yesterday that Beis Din somehow doesn't make it into the equation by pidyon haben. By Mila, there are three levels. The father's got to do it when the kid is born. If the father fails to do it, Beis Din takes over. And if the kid becomes bar mitzvah and no one's done it yet, the kid has to take over. Pidyon HaBen, somehow Beis Din is left out of the equation. It goes straight from father to son. Father doesn't do it by the time kid is bar mitzvah, chayavi lemifrake. He has to be pod himself, t'chsiv pado tifteh. And the Gemara's focus over here, its emphasis really over here, is not just about the child doing Pidyon HaBen or the father doing Pidyon HaBen, but it's how come the mother doesn't have to do Pidyon HaBen. Okay, so the mother doesn't have to do Pidyon HaBen because she doesn't have a chiv to be poda herself, and she doesn't have a chiv to be poda herself because no one had a chiv to be poda her, because it's called b'chor b'necha v'lo b'nosecha, so no one had to be poda her, so that's why she's excluded. But then you look at the very bottom of the page, two lines on the bottom, l'chav tesam and aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, who liftos ubno liftos? You have your own pidyon and your son's pidyon. Who kodim libno? Yours should come first. Meaning a person discovers that they have their own pidyon and their son's pidyon, and neither one has been done yet. He discovers as an adult that there's such a thing called pidyon haben, and he's like, hey, wait a second, I wonder if my parents ever did that. And he discovers that they didn't. So he's got his own pidyon as kids. His comes first. Did I tell you that story that I had this shayla? A girl was doing kiruv, and she was learning with a young woman who was just recently married and was pregnant, and the young woman, young Russian woman, was balas tshuva, and this young Russian woman had a baby boy. So the girl who was makari for her, who was still very close with her, said to her, "Oh, you had a baby boy. Are you a kohen? Is your husband a kohen? Are you a levi? Your husband a levi? Maybe there's a pidyon haben." And the woman said, the young Russian woman said, "Pidyon haben. Is that the bris? Because yeah, I know we have to do a bris." No, not the bris. In addition to the bris, you have to do that too. But in addition to the bris, if you're from certain types of family and it was a natural birth and it's your first, you got to do pidyon haben." So the girl said, "Oh, I never heard of it. Okay, I'll tell my husband. We'll do pidyon haben." So she went and she told her husband, also a Russian bal tshuva. And then the husband says, "But wait a second, I'm a firstborn. And my parents don't know anything. So I would bet that I never had a pidyon haben. So I probably need a pidyon haben." So they asked the girl, does the husband, she said, "I would think so." She called the rabbi. Yeah, the husband also needs a pidyon haben. Mamish, who lived those? But it got crazier. Because the husband wasn't sure. Maybe his parents knew. So he called his father. He said to his father, "Did you ever do a pidyon haben on me? You ever hear of this thing?" Father said, "No, but I'm a firstborn. I don't know if my parents ever did." So now you had who lived those? Ubeno lived those? Uben beno lived those? And three generations all need a pidyon haben. So who comes first? So the Braisa doesn't go three generations, it goes two generations. Who called them libno? Rabbi Yudom Rabbeno Kodmo. Rabbi says, no, the kid comes first. Why? Shazem mitzvaso alav ivzem mitzvos beno alav. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Yudah Shita. Why does the kid come first? Because your pidyon haben was your father's responsibility. Your kid's pidyon haben is your responsibility. So take care of your own responsibility before you take care of your father's responsibility. That's Rabbi Yudah Shita. Everyone would agree that if you can only do one of them, it's not a question of order, of which one to take care of first. It's a question of which one to take care of at all, because you only have enough money for one pidyon haben. Then everyone agrees that your pidyon haben comes first. Why? My time of mitzvah de gufei adifa. Because the mitzvah on yourself is better, takes precedence. So there's a difference between taking precedence in terms of seder, which one comes first. You know, we have a concept, tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem. So that usually is when you want to do multiple things. Which one do you do first? Which one do you do second? There's a discussion in Poskim. What if you're only able to do one mitzvah? Do we say tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir gets done and the eino tadir doesn't get done? Or is that only a rule about order, about which one to do first? That's an interesting topic in the world of tadir v'sheinu tadir. But the Gemara makes a similar chiluk over here. That if it's a question of doing only one pidyon haben, do yours. It's a question of which one to do first, do the kids, your kid's pidyon haben first. Because the mitzvah of your kid is on you. Now, given that basic discussion, and discussion gets a little more complicated in the Gemara, you got to take a look. Given that basic discussion in the Gemara, there is a discussion in the Rishonim. Whose mitzvah is it? And we have this discussion when it comes to Milo also. But by Pidyon HaBen, whose mitzvah is it really? Is it that it's the kid's mitzvah? Because he's born, he's a Bechor, but you can't make 30-day-old kids do things. So we tell the father to do it. And once the kid's old enough, so then it's the kid's mitzvah. Because it's not really the father's mitzvah. It's really fundamentally the kid's mitzvah. Or do you say, no, fundamentally it's the father's mitzvah. But if the father is being negligent and he doesn't do it, so then someone's got to take care of it, so the kid takes care of it. Who's the core mitzvah really on? So the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis, writes, what happens when the kid becomes a bar mitzvah? Let's say this case, the Russian case that I told you. So the father of this new child calls his father and says, you never did a pidyon haben on me, so I need a pidyon haben. So I'm going to do one of myself. And the grandfather says, no, I don't want you to do it. I want to do it. You teach me about this great mitzvah, I want to do it. So they're fighting over who gets to do the mitzvah. Should the middle generation do the mitzvah? Let's call it Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Should Yitzchak do the mitzvah for himself? Because it's his mitzvah? Or do you say, no, Avram gets to do the mitzvah. Because it's his mitzvah to do on his child. So Avram should do the mitzvah on Yitzchak. Whose mitzvah is it? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, a father is a chiv pidyon haben even after the ben is a gadol. That really gives, pretty direct, right? Even after the ben becomes a gadol, that makes it sound like it is the father's mitzvah. It's just that if the father's going to be negligent, then the kid's got to take care of it because someone's got to take care of it. But really, fundamentally, it's the father's mitzvah. The Rashba in this tshuva, I'm sorry I stole it from you before, but the Rashba in Shin Chaf Aleph was asked, Reuven Bechor Yaakov, oh, it's going to get confusing, he picks different names. And his father didn't do a pidyon on him. Vehigdil, now he's an adult. Vadayin Yaakov Kayim, daddy's still alive. So the kid wants to do be pod himself. But the father says, no, it's a mitzvah Zabal Ben, my mitzvah. And the son says, no, was your mitzvah for 13 years, but you lost. So Va'amerta, says Rashba, the Shovel says, Nistapik Lechem Adavar. So the Eitzah they came up with, they had no idea what to do. So they had them both give the coin 5 slime, have the coin give back 5 slime to the two of them together, and neither one of them made a bracha. So they refused to pass it. That was the Shaila. Says the Rashba, Nirin liyadvarm pshutin. He says it's a davar pashut that it's the father's mitzvah, not the child's mitzvah. It's just that the father's dead, so no one's going to do it, then the kid has to take care of it. Think about it, he says. Emas pakas zuchus ha'av. When does the father's mitzvah go away? When the kid's 30 days old, it became the father's mitzvah. So when does that end? When does that disappear? It should just disappear when the kid becomes bar mitzvah? Does the Torah give a zman where the father's mitzvah runs out? Not only that, there's a shibur nechasim on the father, meaning anything the father owned is could be collected for the Pidyon HaBen because he was obligated to Pidyon HaBen. And that shibutz stays even after the kid becomes a gadol. The shibutz nechasim doesn't go away. So there is a mitzvah of pidyon. The minchas chinuch over there in Shin Sadi Beis points out that the chinuch must be correct, that it's a chiv on the father based on our gemara. Why? Because our gemara was going through, the brisa was going through all the chiyuvim that a father has to do for a son. So what do we say? Hav chayv b'mino l'molo v'lifto so ulalamdo Torah ulasio isha ulalamdo umnos. Whose mitzvahs are these? Ulalamdo umnos. Is that the kid's mitzvah? Most likely it's the father's mitzvah. Lasio isha. What's lasio isha? Is that the kid's mitzvah? The kid has a mitzvah to get married, but that's not the mitzvah we're talking about over here. Lasio isha is the father's mitzvah to go actively seek out a wife for his son. That's what the Gemara says. On Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, well, how are you supposed to do that? Lasio isha. Go look for a wife. Aye, but the Braisa says you're also supposed to marry your daughter off. The Pasuk rather says you're supposed to marry your daughter off to men. How do you do that? You're not supposed to actively seek out a man. A girl doesn't ask a guy out. You don't actively seek out a man for your daughter. No, what it means, you have to proactively do things that will make your daughter more attractive for men to want to marry. So dress her up nice and give her things that a guy will be like, oh, that was, you know, that's a real supportive father. I want to be part of that. You do things to make her more desirable. So it's clear, it's the father's chiyuv. Whatever we're describing in this brisa, says the Minchas Chinuch, is the father's obligation. So Pidyon HaBen is no different. It's the father's obligation. Not only that, we just read in the Gemara. You have your Pidyon, your son's Pidyon. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? B'no kodem. Why? Because your Pidyon, the Gemara said it explicitly, right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Your Pidyon isn't your responsibility, it is your father's responsibility. Your son's Pidyon is your responsibility. So you got to take care of your responsibility before you take care of your father's responsibility. Wow, that's a pretty good raya. Clear as day. Father's responsibility, not the kid's responsibility. Says Minchas Chinuch, and therefore, if the kid says to the father, I don't care, I'm doing it myself, he owes the father Asara Zehuvim. There's Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Chasam Mishpat Sim Shin Pei Beis, that if you steal a mitzvah from someone else, it's someone else's mitzvah, and you go in and chop it from them, and you steal it from them, you have to pay Asara Zehuvim. You have to pay them a penalty for stealing their mitzvah from them. So this would be if the kid does his own pidyon, he's stealing the mitzvah from his father. That is one approach. Then there is another approach, and that is the approach of the Rivash. The Rivash in the Tshuva Kuf Lamed Aleph writes, once the son becomes a gadol, the father no longer has a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. It is now entirely the son's mitzvah. Meaning, really fundamentally, it's not a mitzvah ha'av to do Pidyon HaBen. It's the ben's chiyuv, it's the son's chiyuv. Aye, how come you've never seen a son do Pidyon HaBen, you've always seen a father do Pidyon HaBen? Because you can't ask a 30-day-old to do things. The ben is too young, he can't be poda himself, and you want to take care of it as soon as possible, so the father does it. You have a raya for that, Mr. Rivash, Rabbi Rivash? You have a raya for that? How are you going to say such a thing? That it's really the son's chiv? He says, yeah, I have a raya. What do we say? That if you only have 5 slums, so you're only going to be able to do one of them, either your own pidyon or son's pidyon, what do? You do your own pidyon. Mitzvah de kufay. Well, wait a second. If it was really my father's chiyuv to do my pidyon, and it remains fundamentally my father's chiyuv, and my son's pidyon is fundamentally my chiyuv, why should I do my pidyon, not my son's pidyon? It must be that since when you can only do one of them, you have to do yours, it must be that that's an indication that really it's your own chiyuv, that your pidyon is your own chiyuv, not your father's chiyuv. A child's pidyon is his own chiyuv, not his father's chiyuv. This is the machlokas, Rashba Rivash. This is the fundamental machlokas in Rishon. Do you have the Birch HaShemol? Can you just grab me that sefer over there? It's in the corner next to the shender. Because now, you know, and the Rivash says, that's why you know, in Birchos HaMitzvos, if you ever, thank you, if you ever learn Pesachim, in Birchos HaMitzvos, there are two ways that we formulate Birchos HaMitzvos. There's Brachos that are said with Al and Brachos that are said with Le. Al Mitzvos Tfilin, Le Haniach Tfilin, not Al Hanachas Tfilin. Right? So the Gemara struggles to try to figure out why, and the Rishonim try to struggle to come up with a rule of when we say Al and when we say Le. All the Rishonim have a suggested rule, and all the Rishonim do the same thing. They give a rule of when we say Al, when we say Le, and then they go about explaining why that rule doesn't work in all cases, to explain away all the exceptions, because none of the rules work. None of the rules actually work in all the cases. So there is a major discussion. When do we say Al, when do we say Le? So the Rivash says, the rule is, a mitzvah that a person has to do liatzmo, for himself, it's la'asos, it's le. A mitzvah that he does for others is al. What's the bracha by Pidyon HaBen? Al. Now, if you're going to say that the mitzvah is to do for yourself, you have a mitzvah to do for yourself, right, then it should be le. Because that's the rule. Any mitzvah you have to do for yourself is lit. But if it's a mitzvah that you have to do for your son, that a father does for a son, then it would make sense that it's al. So you see, says the Rivash, that the mitzvah to be poda a ben is the chiyuv of the ben. It's just that the father's got to take care of it. Right? Because his son is not able to do it. So does that make sense? Right? That the bracha is al pidyon haben. If the son does it for himself, right, how do we say? If the son does it for himself, then the bracha should have been le. Ah. But when the son were to do it for himself, it would be le. It should change l'chora. That rule is the Rambam. I mean, that rule of whether doing it for yourself or doing it for someone else is the Rambam. Now, in Birchas Shmuel of Baruch Per, sort of takes us a step further and points out a fundamental stira, a fundamental problem that arises over here. But in order to get there, we need to back up a little bit. He quotes this Rivash. You know, and the Rivash asks on the Rambam, right? The Rivash asks this as a kash on the Rambam. That the Rambam writes, the rule is, anyone who does a mitzvah, la'atzmo, you make it le. You do it for someone else, it's al. Right? Pidyon HaBen, the Rivash says. So the Rivash said, and that's why the Rambam paskens in Halacha Yud Beis, someone who's mal espino makes a bracha lamula saben. Someone who's mal espino makes a bracha lamula saben. So why by pidyon haben do we make a bracha of al pidyon haben? It's a stira. You have the Rambam? Someone get the Rambam? What? You put it back already? All right. So why should pidyon be any different than mila? Meaning, they should both be the same. It's both something the father is doing for the kid. If the father is doing pidyon for the kid and he's doing mila on the kid, why would mila be lamul and pidyon haben be al? So the Rivash says, milas haben is different than pidyon haben. Milas haben is a mitzvah dinafshei. Pidyon haben is really the son's mitzvah. And the father is just taking care of the son's chiyuv. Meaning, milas haben is the father's mitzvah, pidyon haben is the son's mitzvah. Ah, so milas haben is lamul because it's your mitzvah, so you're doing your mitzvah. But pidyon haben is the son's mitzvah. You're taking care of his mitzvah, so that's why it's al. And he brings the raya, like we said, from our Gemara, hu liftos upino liftos, mitzvah de gufei adif. Pidyon haben is not your chiyuv, the father's chiyuv, it's the son's chiyuv. And that's why when you have your own pidyon versus your son's pidyon, do yours, because it's your mitzvah. Your pidyon is your mitzvah. Your son's pidyon is really his mitzvah. And the other raya the Rivash has is that once the son becomes a gadol, the Gemara said explicitly the son is poda himself. Well, if it was the father's mitzvah, why the son being poda himself? Let the father do it. So that's what the Rivash says. So again, Rivash asks it as a kasha, that it's a stira between Mila and Pidyon HaBen, that if we have this rule, any mitzvah that you're doing for somebody else, it's al. Any mitzvah you're doing for yourself is le. So why is Mila when a father does it le, Pidyon HaBen when a father does it al? Either way, it's a father doing it on a child. So he says, no, because when a father's doing Mila on his child, the father's doing his own mitzvah, because it's his mitzvah to do Mila on the child. So it's le. When a father's doing Pidyon HaBen on the child, it's the son's mitzvah. The father's just taking care of it for the son, so it's al. Because it's a mitzvah that's someone else's mitzvah that the father's doing. Oh, so says Reb Baruch Ber, in Birchas Shmuel, Simen Yirchas, Hagon Reb Lazar Yitzchak, in Sefer Chula Meshulish asked the Kasha. Just like the Rambam says by a bracha, there's a difference by Birchas HaMitzvah, the difference between whether you're doing the mitzvah, your mitzvah, or you're doing someone else's mitzvah. The Rambam has a very similar rule when it comes to the bracha of Shechiyanu. That if a person's doing his own mitzvah, he says a Shechiyanu. If you're doing someone else's mitzvah, you don't say Shechiyanu. So think about what that should mean. What are we saying? Mila that you do on your child is whose mitzvah? Mila that Yaakov does for Reuven, is Yaakov's mitzvah or Reuven's mitzvah? What do we just say? Mila is Yaakov's mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen, Yaakov's mitzvah or Reuven's mitzvah? Fundamentally, Reuven's mitzvah. But the Rambam makes a rule that whenever you're doing your own mitzvah, you say Shechiyanu. When you're doing someone else's mitzvah, you don't say Shechiyanu. Therefore, Lishitaso, what would we say? Shechiyanu or no Shechiyanu on Pidyon HaBen? L'chora, we should say no Shechiyanu. Why no Shechiyanu? It's his mitzvah, it's not my mitzvah. Should be no Shechiyanu. But, we paskin, you do say Shechiyanu. So, what's going on over here? Man of Shech. If you want to consider Pidyon HaBen a mitzvah to gufei, so I should make a bracha of le. And if you want to say that it's a mitzvah, it's the son's mitzvah, and I'm just doing the son's mitzvah. So why do we say Shechiyanu? You want to say it's the father's mitzvah, we should say Lin. You want to say it's the son's mitzvah, so then I should say Shechiyanu. So says Reb Baruch Ber, beautiful. A Mishnah B'choros Memtes. What if the kid dies after he turns 30 days old? Kid makes it a couple of months and then dies, and you haven't yet done Pidyon HaBen. So Mishnah says, Apple Pishalo Nasa Nitein. You don't say, oh, well, it's lost. The kid's gone now, so there's no Pidyon. You still do it. You still do Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos says, do you say Shechiyanu? Kid's gone. He's not there anymore. Do you say Shechiyanu on the Pidyon HaBen? Mishnah says you got to do a Pidyon HaBen. Do you say Shechiyanu? Says Tosfos, how could you say Shechiyanu? You're in such tsar. Shechiyanu is a happy bracha. There's no happiness. Kid Nebuch, he lost a child. The person lost a child. They can't say Shechiyanu. They're in such tsar. So if you're stam reading a Tosfos, you know, so you read, you say, okay, the answer is no Shechiyanu. But if you're a lamdan reading a Tosfos, what do you see in that Tosfos? That lulei the fact that you were a bit tsar, had it not been for the fact that you were a bit tsar, fundamentally, we would have said that Alacho should have been that you say Shechiyanu. Right, that's how you read Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't say Shechiyanu because Nebuchadnezzar and Tsar. But had you not been in Tsar, then of course you'd say Shechiyanu. But that's Lechora very difficult. So I can't yell over everything. Thank God I shut this up. This is ridiculous. He says, because here's what we have to think about. The chiyuv that a father has to be poda to his son after the son is dead.
Choir is now in the basement.
The chiyuv that the father has to be poda to his son after the son dies. There are two ways to look at that chiyuv. You could either say that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen continues even after the son dies. there's a mitzvah to be poda. Any child who made it to 30 days old, you have a chiyuv to be poda. No matter what happens in the future, it's irrelevant what happens in the future. Any child that made it to 30 days old, you have a mitzvah to be poda. Kid could have died 30 years ago. It doesn't make a difference. There's a mitzvah to be poda. Or you could say that really the chiyuv goes away once the kid dies. There's no chiyuv to be poda anymore. But when the kid turned 30 days old, there was a chiyuv that was chal at that moment. And as soon as that chiyuv was chal, all your money, all of your possessions became mishubad to paying for that. So anything you owned should have been designated to paying for that mitzvah. That dine mamonis halacha, that monetary rule, that your money should have been designated to paying for that, still exists even after the child is dead. The mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. Mitzvah's gone. But the shibud that was created on your money, the dine mamonis that was created on your money, the shibud mamon, that still exists. And that's why you have to pay still. Because your money should have been designated to paying for pidyon haben. It's nafkamina, between these two ways of looking at it. Let's say the father was a shota when his son turned 30 days old. And then he later got his das back. He later regained his sanity. But by the time he regained his sanity, his son was dead already. Is he chayiv in the pidyon haben? If you're going to view it as an ongoing chiyuv, anyone who ever had a kid that made it to 30 days old, there's an ongoing chiyuv of pidyon haben. Okay, well now he's saying he had a kid that made it to 30 days old, ongoing chiyuv, chayiv in pidyon haben. But if you're going to say no, the chiyuv was one moment. When he turned 30 days old, you were chayiv. Kid dies, chiyuv goes away. There's no more chiyuv. It's just that when he turned 30 days old, since you were chayiv at that moment, they created a shibud on your nechasim because you were chayiv in that moment. So that shibud didn't go away because there was a monetary law that took hold in that moment. Since you were chayiv in that moment, well, what happens if you were a shota in that moment? Shota is pater from mitzvos. So nothing took hold in that moment. In that moment, what happened? Nothing. Person whose father was a shota. Now he's a bar das. Yeah, but his son is dead. There's no mitzvah anymore. So there's enough kamina. Again, there are two ways to look at pidyon haben, la'achar misas haben. You can look at it as an ongoing chiyuv that still exists. Even, it doesn't matter if son is alive or dead. It's irrelevant. You don't need a son to have pidyon haben. You just need to have had a son who made it 30 days. Or you could say, no, you need a son for pidyon haben. When the son's not here, the mitzvah disappears. But if on day 30 you were chayiv, that created a shibud mamon on your nechasim. Well, it only creates that shibud mamon on your nechasim if you were actually chayiv on day 30, not if you were a shota on day 30. Or another nafkamina, he says, let's say you didn't have any nechasim on day 30. And then you won the lottery after the son died. Son died, and then the guy wins the lottery. Now he has nechasim. See, if you view it as an ongoing chiyuv, well, he's got to pay for it. But if you view it as, it just created a shibud nechasim, whatever you owned on day 30, that became a shubad. Well, if you happen to have not had anything on day 30, there is no shibud. So that will be enough kamina. Now, what does this all have to do with us? So, Rav Baruch Bar takes it to the next step. And he says as follows. The Gemara in Bechoros asks, how do I know that you're chayiv to be poda achar misas haben after the son dies? So Gemara says, we learn from our rachin. And that's what Rish Lakish says. Rabbi Yonason says, we learn Omer krat tifdev lo yir panay reikam. Malal in yorshim chayav, nafkan yorshim chayav. Meaning, we learn from Karban Ola that a person designated an animal for his olas ri'iyah, and then he dies, so the yarshim have to take care of it. So if here also, the child dies, so he's still chayiv in the pidyon. What do you see from that Gemara? We learn the chiyuv of pidyon after misas haben from the din of yarshim. From the din of yarshim. do I inherit my father's mitzvos or his money? You inherit your father's money. Inheriting his money means I inherit his debts also. And if he owed money and I inherit his estate, I got to use that estate to pay back his money. We're learning the fact that you have to do, that one has to do Pinya Ben after their son dies from dinim of Yerusha. So tell me something. We had this Chakira. Why do you have to do Pinya Ben after a son dies? Is it because the mitzvah is ongoing? Or is it because there's a monetary law that when day 30 hit, your money became Meshubad? And that monetary law didn't go away. The mitzvah's not here anymore, but the monetary law is still there. Which side is correct? Is it that the mitzvah's ongoing? Or is it that the monetary law is ongoing? If the Gemara is going to learn it from Yerusha, seems pretty clear that it's the monetary law that's ongoing. Now says Rav Baruch Ber. Tosos isn't sure. Should you say a Shechianu? Should you not say a Shechianu? If you're doing a Pidyon HaBen after the kid died. He says, okay, well, too much tsar, so don't say a Shechianu. But had it not been for the tsar, then you would have said a Shechianu. Well, wait a second. In order to say a Shechianu, at the very least, you need to have a mitzvah still. You need to still be doing a mitzvah in order to say Shechianu on it. Tosus implies that had it not been for the fact that you're sad, you would say Shechianu. But according to what we're saying, as soon as the kid dies, there's no mitzvah anymore. It's just that you owe money to Kahuna, to Kahanim. So you got to pay back. Do you say Shechianu when you pay back your father's chovos? Father was in debt. And he left you an estate, so you use the estate to pay back his chov. You say Shechianu on that? There's no Shechianu on that. So what's the Shechianu doing over here? Why would you say Shechianu? So here's the key. This is the chiddush. This is the clincher. He says, when you are a yoresh who's paying back your father's debt, you have no mitzvah at all. You have an obligation because your father owed money, so you're taking care of your father's obligations, but you have no chiyuv mitzvah, you have no kiyum mitzvah. He says, when it comes to a father doing pidyon on a deceased son, the father doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah, but he does get a kiyum mitzvah. Meaning, granted, the son is gone and therefore there's no chiyuv of pidyon anymore. But when he does pidyon, he is still mekayin a mitzvah's pidyon. The shechianu that you're reciting is not for the chiyuv mitzvah, because that's gone, the kid's dead. It is for the kiyum mitzvah. Why? How do I know that? Because what's Shechianu a bracha about? What is it? It's a I'm already saying a bracha on my lulav. Why do I have to say Shechianu also? What's Shechianu about? Why is it that certain mitzvahs don't even get a Shechianu? You know what Rishonim explain mitzvahs don't get a Shechianu? They say because those mitzvahs make us sad. You don't make Shechianu on Biur Chametz because it's sad to have to destroy all the Chametz. Now I have to destroy all my, you know, expensive single malt scotch. Sad. So we don't make brachas on a shechianu. So we make sad. You know why? Because a birchas mitzvah is a bracha on the mitzvah. I have an obligation. God wants me to do this mitzvah. I'm going to make a bracha on that obligation. Asher kishon mitzosav. Next word, vitzivanu, commanded, chiyuv, obligation. That's a birchas mitzvah. Shechianu is on the simcha of the mitzvah. The simcha doesn't come from the chiyuv. The simcha comes from the kiyum. I get credit. Hashem's, you know, putting a check in my box in Shemayim. That makes me happy. Simcha comes from the kiyum of mitzvah. So Tosa says, Had it not been for the fact that you so profoundly said that the guy so profoundly said he just lost a kid, he would have said a Shechianu on the Pidyon Abel Nachum Yisabed. Why? There's no Chiyuv HaMitzvah, but you know what there is? There's a Chiyuv HaMitzvah. Now, says Rav Baruch Ber, is brilliant, he says. Now he says, I understand why Pidyon Aben is going to be Al, and yet you're still going to say a Shechianu. What was our kasha before? How, if it's Al, what does that tell you? That fundamentally, it's really the kid's chiyuv, not the father's chiyuv. But Shechianu implies that fundamentally, it's the father's chiyuv. Says Rav Baruch Ber, the Al Pidyon HaBen and the Shechianu are in two different elements. The Al, the Asher Kedushar Mitzvah Tzivanu, is on the chiyuv mitzvah. The Shechianu is on the Kiyum mitzvah. When we talk about the Chiyuv mitzvah, whose Chiyuv mitzvah is it? It's the kid's Chiyuv mitzvah. So when the father's doing it, he's going to say, Al, it's the kid's mitzvah really, it's not really my mitzvah. In terms of the Chiyuv mitzvah. But when it comes to the Kiyum mitzvah, that's the father's. The father was granted the right to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? It always struck me as strange. How could anyone say that it's really the kid's mitzvah? Because if I were to ask you, Lichat Chila, who do we want doing a Pidyon HaBen? The father. You don't want it to come to the fact that the kid has to do it. So how could you say it's really the kid's mitzvah? No, what it is, it's the kid's chiyuv, and the father is the one that's granted the right, Lichat Chila, to do the kiyum. To get the kiyum. So since it's the kid's chiyuv that the father's doing for the kid, that's a birchsa mitzvah. Al, because it's really his, not mine. But shechianu, that's for the simcha you get with the kiyum mitzvah. Well, lichad chila, it's the father's kiyum mitzvah. That's for Baruch Ben. And he says, how do I know I'm right? That I'm 100% right? Because I asked Reb Chaim and he said I'm right. Can't get better than that. That's like asking Moshe Rabbeinu in Reb Baruch Ber's world. He has more to say, but we'll leave it at that.